Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it, please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Yes, indeed, it is You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley here with you today and every day in perpetuity on the BetQL Network, where every game is Game 7, and we bring you no hot take BS on the show. We bring you the bets, and we bring you the sports, and this time of year, we got a ton of both, and it's absolutely awesome. Coming to you live today from the Odyssey app, simulcast by our friends at Stadium from 4 to 6 Eastern, youtube.com/Odyssey Sports, twitch.tv/BetQL, and we are heard on radio stations nationwide, including our pals on satellite radio, Sirius 160, XM 205. Ken and I here, we're bringing you the wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the king of sportsbooks, the great people over at BetMGM. We want you to download the BetMGM app, and we want you to visit BetMGM.com. And you can do so on a terrific Tuesday, 2 days away from round one of the 2024 NFL Draft, April 23rd in the year of our Lord, you guessed it, 2024. The show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. I'm on Twitter and the gram, at The Kostos. Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper on X, now and always, at Locky Lockerson. And on this terrific Tuesday, we're going to bring you four absolutely outstanding guests. Danny Green, three-time NBA champion, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, won an NBA championship a couple years ago with the LA Lakers, was played with LeBron and Anthony Davis, was with the Philadelphia 76ers last year, ton of NBA experience. Again, three NBA championships, newly minted Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green joins us today to talk about if the Sixers can come back against the Knicks. Joel Embiid thinks they can. Can the Lakers come back against the Nuggets? No. But maybe Danny Green thinks they can. All things NBA playoffs with Danny Green, three-time NBA champion, coming up in the second hour of today's show. Also in the second hour of today's show, we will get bets for the hockey postseason with Toronto Maple Leaf superfan and professional bettor. Our friend Rob Pozzola will join us to talk the Maple Leafs and Bruins. If, like, Boston's now screwed because of what they pulled last night and everything else going on in the NHL playoffs, Rob Pozzola returns to You Better You Bet in the second hour of the show. Also in the second hour of the show, and there's only three segments each hour, so this is the last thing in the second hour of the show, the coach, Herman Edwards. Coach Herman Edwards joins us, ESPN NFL analyst, former NFL head coach Herm Edwards, to talk the NFL draft. It's going to be like, yeah, we'll talk to him about Winnipeg and Colorado. We will ask Herman Edwards, among other things, where he thinks his old quarterback at Arizona State, Jaden Daniels, is he going to the Washington Commanders? What's Herm Edwards hearing about Daniels and the rest of the comings and goings atop the NFL draft? Herman Edwards joins us at 4:40 p.m. Eastern Time. And then John Daigle from Establish the Run at 5 o'clock Eastern, releasing mock drafts for our friends at ETR. John Daigle joins us with all his bets coming up for the NFL draft on Thursday. Plus, badass betting breakdown is on the way. What an amazing night last night in the world of sports. Maybe the best NBA doubleheader in like 30 years and like the time that I've been watching. Absolutely sensational. We will hit all of it, NBA and NHL, from hashtag the betting perspective, which needs to be, as we like expand programming constantly on this network, there needs to be a show called from the betting perspective, or just like the betting perspective, they could take that one on the house, the betting perspective. Also, Ken and I will give you our updated thoughts on the NFL draft. Got a couple new news items today that Washington looks very likely to stand pat, which we expected, and the Patriots are very willing to trade out. And I was told by one source and got it corroborated by another source that there is a team very interested in trading up to the third overall pick to select Drake May. The team in question that I have heard is not the Minnesota Vikings. Not that the Vikings aren't necessarily interested, but there's at least one other team that I'm aware of in the race for the third overall pick if, in fact, the Patriots will trade back. We'll talk about that a little later. Power Hour, Final Hour will feature all our bets for tonight. And at some point, Ken and I will maybe cry into our coffees and waters over Thatcher Demko being injured for the Vancouver Canucks, maybe costing us our series bets there with Vancouver and Nashville. Casey DeSmith, God almighty, set to start tonight for Vancouver. We are locked and loaded here. Terrific Tuesday. I'd ask how you're doing, Ken, but I know because we were all texting last night at about, I don't know, 1 a.m. yeah. at the conclusion of the Nuggets and Lakers. Yeah, we were all up last night watching the game, but it was an awesome, awesome night in sports. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going great. We need to talk about hockey at some point, but we can't do it first. we need to talk about hockey because hockey's really interesting now. And as I'm talking, the market for Predators Canucks just continues to go crazy. So we'll talk about that at some point. Casey DeSmith stands for The Smith, apparently. So the Casey the Smith, you know? So,
right. He should be doing instead things that Smiths do, like right. Hammering things, like forging
welding.
Weapons.
Yeah. Right. So let's go weld. Yeah, the two games last night, I just, you're almost speechless. Like, you think back, like, I can't believe any of that happened, all of it. Everything that happened in Sixers-Knicks, especially the final 30 seconds, everything about it. Sixers telecast saying, good thing we got the split, let's get on the train and go back to Philly. It was a 5-point game. And then, obviously, like, Nuggets-Lakers, which is... I guess we should have expected that to happen because it's always what happens when the Nuggets and Lakers play, but like a monster lead for the Lakers. And then the Nuggets come back. It's like the Nuggets-Lakers series, I think, is like that Tungsten Arm O'Doyle Mike Trout tweet where it's like, oh, like Mike Trout went like 4-for-4 with like 3 home runs and did something that hasn't been done since like Tungsten Arm O'Doyle of the 1922 whatever locomotives as the Angels lose 8-3. And it's just, it's like, what? It's like, oh, you know, like Anthony Davis plays every minute and opens 15-for-16 from the field and like doesn't miss. And LeBron plays like almost every minute and makes like 17 outstanding plays, like rejects Jamal Murray at the rim in the first quarter, makes like a bunch of outstanding plays. D'Angelo Russell hits a million threes as the Lakers lose to the Denver Nuggets and go down 2-0 in the series. Like, it's just, how does this keep happening? But it's amazing. And it ends with the Murray game winner, obviously. So yeah, crazy night. I have a bunch of stuff about the Knicks I want to ask you about, but we can start with either game, whatever you prefer.
Well, I was good. Like, you know, Groundhog Day, I think, is one of our favorite movies. Like, we both
absolutely
love that movie with Bill Murray. Yeah. This should act like Lakers Nuggets should just be the plot of Groundhog Day 2. Like, that, it's just the same thing every single day, every time they play.
Yep.
So put your little hand in mine. Like, it doesn't matter.
Lakers Nuggets. Again,
they all end exactly. All you need is like Ned Ryerson at like midcourt throwing like water in LeBron's face. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, it's
Darvin,
crazy.
Ham. You know?
Here's my question to you. You got to get the rye and you got the ham. You got yourself a nice little sandwich there. More improbable, just from not even betting, just like viewing fan experience, more improbable, the Knicks winning or the Nuggets winning last night?
The Knicks, only because we've seen the Nuggets do this so many times, and we never see the Knicks. We see the Knicks do the opposite of this.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. All the time, which you can speak to more than I can. I'll speak to the Nuggets part first, and Matt Moore, who maybe we'll have on the show later this week, talk about the NBA playoffs, obviously, tweeted a bunch about this the last 24 hours, just like, this is like the 14th time the Nuggets have come back from a double-digit deficit to win, and like, all of them are against the Lakers. Just, this happens all the time, and they're just... Like, they're awesome in a totally different way than the Celtics are awesome, which I think confuses people when the two teams play, that people think like, well, the Celtics' net rating is so much better and the Celtics blow out teams, so they would be more likely to beat Denver. But, like, I would much prefer the traits that Denver has, which is, like, they're faced with all kinds of adversity all the time against a team. And I think there's other aspects to this that are interesting, too. But, like, they're faced with all this adversity, these deficits, this matchup with the Lakers, which is really problematic for them in a lot of ways. And they just find the answers to the problem. Their problem-solving skills are unbelievable and the things that they're able to do. And obviously, tip of the cap to the Lakers for, like, completely running out of gas. Also, at altitude 48 hours after everybody played a million minutes. I guess that was kind of predictable. So, yeah, like, the Knicks winning is way more improbable just because... Like, when Denver started to come back, let me ask you this. Was there ever a moment where you were like, I'm going to go to bed?
Never. Never.
Right. So it got, what did they get to, like 24? Like 22?
Yeah, it was,
something
they
like
were
that?
Up at like 22 in like the third quarter. Yeah. They were up big. And like and it's like the UConn experience. No, look, UConn was never down like that, like the Nuggets were down. But it's kind of similar. Great, they're down by 20. I also firmly believe they're going to win the game. I thought they were going to come back and cover the spread, which they didn't do, obviously. Right. They just won the game. I thought they were going to cover.
Well, because the craziest thing is, so I agree with you. So I'm watching like on my phone and like I watched all the games downstairs, third quarter. I like kind of get ready for bed. I get in bed with like the phone. I'm watching on my phone. And frequently there, like during the regular season, if it's a blowout, I'm like, I got to go to bed. And this one, there was a timeout at whatever it was, 22 or 24, something like that. And I remember like, I kind of paused for a second, like, is it time to go to bed? And I just go, and I think I even said it out loud to no one. My wife's sleeping. And I go, I'm going to give it one more segment. Like, I'm going to give it one more until the next TV timeout. Like, let's just see what happens in this next 3 to 4 minutes. And I mean, I really almost missed it. Like, it just, and the only reason I stayed is I was just like, I still think they could do it. I still think they could do it because they do it all the time. And I agree with you. One of the craziest parts of this is that the Lakers they weren't even like giving the game away. They were like first class mailing it, like in every every possession a disaster, every shot terrible, every pass out of bounds. And like Denver, for a while, I thought the story of the game would be like, man, the Lakers tried to give them the game and they just like couldn't take it. They just couldn't
buy a
three. They shot terrible in the game.
They were awful.
Murray was awful for 44 minutes. He was brutal. He was really bad. And there's a big part of me that was like, God, like the Lakers are trying to blow this game. And I don't think Denver has enough time left now to make enough shots. But when it first started, I go, man, they should win this game by like 15 going away. Like Denver should, the way the Lakers have played the second half. And it took till the absolute death for it to happen. And with LeBron making some crazy threes along the way. So a bizarre game where like you have this, not unprecedented, but a crazy comeback. You have the shot, you have everything. And then like part of your reaction is like, man, the third quarter, I kind of thought they were going to come back and win by more. Like, I'm surprised it was close at the end, but that's how bad the Nuggets played, honestly, in the third and fourth quarter of the game. A really, really wild viewing experience.
True or false, if the Denver Nuggets did not exist, the Los Angeles Lakers would be on their way to their second consecutive NBA championship right now.
Well, would it be second consecutive? Wait, who? Oh, the Bucks won. The one in between, the bubble. Well,
I'm saying that the Lakers would have won last year if the Nuggets didn't exist,
right. Well,
and that they would win this year also.
I was trying to think if it was three in a row, but the Bucks won. So, no, I can't say that for sure. I do think, and this is another part of this game last night, because I got a couple notes from somebody this morning, and another note from a friend that was like, does it worry you at all that they're like they get into these predicaments? Where it's like, you know, UConn, you were trying to compare these two teams.
With the
UConn
Nuggets?
Wouldn't sniff a predicament like this. Yeah, being down 20 in a playoff game. Yeah, it's not
great. Great, they're going to win. Who cares? Doesn't
right.
matter.
Okay, but great. Like, if you had to pick up 20, down 20 in the third quarter, you'd pick up 20.
Sure.
And I just go...
Denver doesn't get to play San Diego State, though, unfortunately.
Well, that's my point. I think like an underrated part of this... And I'll be curious if this plays out the way I think when we go to the next round. The way the Lakers were peaking coming into the playoffs and like both guys were healthy and it's the first round and like the role players were playing really well and things were kind of set in this. They had played so well for like 40 games. I think we're underrating that this might be the toughest round of the three for Denver and they're still going to maybe sweep them. And then like, they might get Minnesota next and it'd be like, oh, well, the regular season. Great. Anybody want to talk about the regular season anymore after what we saw the last two games? So it's like, Is this it? And then the other two were like, they might play Minnesota and the Thunder. And
yeah,
I'm like, and I'm saying
yes.
The Thunder as derogatory as I can there. Sorry.
Yes, the answer
like,
is
anybody
yes.
Watch the Pelicans game? Right, but
the
that's the crazy
yes.
part too.
Like, the answer is yes.
Is this the way? And my point is, like, if the Lakers ever won this, which they won't, like, would they just win the West? Because I think they're playing at an insane level right now.
I think winner wins the title. Yeah, I think the winner wins the title.
Yeah, I mean, Celtics-Lakers. I have to talk about, like, a fictional Celtics-Lakers series. Like, I think the Celtics would win. The coaching matchup is really funny. Missoula v. Ham.
Right. I think I take Missoula.
Yeah, well, it's really Missoula v. LeBron. That's the problem. So you take LeBron in that situation. But, yeah, it's just a wild setup. And then the Murray shot's unbelievable. Somebody put together a rip. I guess in like every game the Lakers and Nuggets have played in the streak, Murray does that exact move at least like two or three times a game and makes it every time. It's like really remarkable. Just the crazy stuff that happens.
Did anyone think he was missing that shot, by the way? So like LeBron misses the three. And like, Did you think LeBron was making the three?
I did.
No. No.
I thought Murray's shot was going in. Like, I agree with you.
Of course you did.
Right.
And by the way,
that one's easy. Right. LeBron,
great
I thought
job.
LeBron was making that.
Yeah. I did not. I did not think he was
making
it.
I thought we were going to go to overtime.
Great job by Reggie Miller. With Harlan and him, and then Anderson and Breen. Right. It's just like, it's the absolute best. When Reggie kind of setting the stage as Murray's bringing the ball up court, we're go to overtime, basically. Worst case scenario here if you're the Lakers.
Shoot later in the shot clock. Yeah.
And you're just like, whoa, like, this is going to be it. And you know that as a sports fan anyway. And then Murray does his thing and gets the shot off. Ball's in the air. If you could like hit the freeze button, what's the market as to whether or not that shot goes in or not? As it's in the air
over Davis too, and that's like the underrated best part too. Davis ends up in the absolute mosh pit of assistant coaches and trainers
phenomenal.
Sitting on the bench.
Yes. Phenomenal. We are just getting started here, recapping an amazing Monday night in the world of sports. Coming up next, more on the Lakers and Nuggets, and we will talk about my New York Knicks up 2-0 on Philly.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.